What role does insurance play in the law of tort? Contrary to appearances, in reality, the opponents in most tort cases are insurers, who are disputing which of them will subsidise the loss in question. Under a process known as subrogation, insurers can take on the right of the insured in order to pursue compensation. Insurance significantly supports the tort system, and without it, there would be little point in bringing the majority of tort claims. The prevalence of insurance as a factor in most tort claims is often cited as significantly undermining any deterrent value which tort law might have. This is certainly the view of P.S. Attia, perhaps the leading authority on law and policy regarding accident compensation. Insurance will generally be one of two types. Put simply, first party, or loss insurance, exists to compensate the injured party for damage or injury to himself or his property, howsoever caused. Third party, or liability insurance, provides protection when the insured party is liable for injury done to the person or property of someone else. Under the Road Traffic Act 1998, drivers are required by law to have third-party insurance, and the Employer's Liability Compulsory Insurance Act 1969 imposes similar requirements upon employers regarding work-related accidents and disease. It is not surprising, therefore, that the vast majority of tort claims concern road traffic accidents and injuries sustained at work. It is presumed that the existence of insurance means that the defendants in these situations are likely to have deep pockets. Insurance is now widespread, and it is likely that householders, schools, sports coaches, manufacturers, and professionals such as doctors will be similarly insured in respect of many situations in which tort claims could be made.